Hello, my name is Joshua Correa, and I want to welcome you to Spiritual Arms, 5 Minutes for the Battle, brought to you by Cap'n. Let's begin in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, shape our hearts and minds so that we can do the will of God. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, I want to focus on fruitful evangelization. And we'll turn to Luke chapter 8, verses 4 through 8. And this is the parable of the sower. And when a great crowd came together, and people from the town after town came to him, he said in a parable, "A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell along the path and was trodden underfoot, and the birds of the air devoured it. And some fell on the rock, and as it grew up, it withered away, because it had no moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew with it and choked it. And some fell into good soil, and grew, and yielded 100-fold. As he said this, he called out, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And now I want to turn to two passages in the Old Testament. First, we're going to look at Psalm 78, verses 1 through 2, and we hear, "Give ear, O my people, to my teaching. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable." And now I want to turn to Isaiah 55, verses 10 through 11. "For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I intend, and prosper in the thing for which I sent it." And now if we turn to the Catechism, paragraph 546, this is the proclamation of the kingdom of God. Jesus' invitation to enter his kingdom comes in the form of parables, a characteristic feature of his teaching. Through his parables, he invites people to feast of the kingdom, but he also asks for a radical choice. To gain the kingdom, one must give everything. Words are not enough. Deeds are required. The parables are like mirrors for man. Will he be hard soil or good earth for the word? What use has he made of the talents he has received? Jesus and the presence of the kingdom in this world are secretly at the heart of the parables. One must enter the kingdom, that is, become a disciple of Christ in order to know the secrets of the kingdom. For those who stay outside, everything remains enigmatic. When I read this gospel passage, I often think about the times when my own heart has been like the different types of soil that Jesus describes. I have often let Satan, temptation, and the cares and pleasures of life take the word of God away from me. In Isaiah, I love the image of the rain and snow coming down from heaven to water the earth and make it fruitful. I also love how God tells Isaiah that his word will not return to him empty, but shall prosper in the thing for which he sent it. When we are open to receive the word of God in our hearts become soft and thus fruitful. The opening of our hearts to God also strengthens them to resist temptation and empowers us to be better evangelists. I know in my own life, when I have been most receptive to God's word, I have been more receptive to others when they have opened up about struggles in their lives. I have been able to listen better as they describe the pain of seeing their grown children being far from God and caught up in addiction, or how they feel when they have messed up too badly for God to want to help them, or when two brothers have a strained relationship because one is an alcoholic. In those moments, I have been able to share God's love with them because I allowed Him into my heart. There are people in your life that need to hear about God's love and mercy, but you cannot help them unless your heart has become fertile soil. Don't be afraid to let God into your heart. He is knocking at the door. Will you answer? Thank you for joining us. May God bless you and keep you.